a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, September 10th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm trying to calm down after your tirade. You've been over here running your mouth with somebody else for about 10 minutes at 100 miles an hour. I thought I got to bring the CBD into the complex here to calm you down.
I'm so chilled. I don't even know what you're talking about, man.
You're the best liar I've ever seen.
The person he happens to be talking uh-huh. to is my co-host of Crimecast, mm-hmm. former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. We just had Lee Davis on with us, so that's what I was doing.
Well, that's good how you just snuck that plug in right there. Mm-hmm. Without even me giving an invitation, you just plugged your own show.
I did. Thank you so much for that, by the way.
Well, since you've already started.
It'll be out tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you started. Go ahead and finish. Tell them all about your other podcast. This is the Clint Powell Show.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, it's not. During the Break podcast, Of By and For the People podcast, and Dave Fire podcast. Y'all can go look them up. Adventure, politics, business, relationships. We talk it all.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah,
thank
perfect.
You, sir.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to be an information-filled show, as always. I've got plenty of notes. I actually have, as I look down my list here, I have 31 different pieces of information. These are informations that I actually spend 1 week accumulating each and every week, and it is fact-checked as best as I can. It's not headlines and gossipy stuff, and it has to do with teaching, of course, how to empower ourselves with the details of how to eat healthy, supplement healthy, live a lifestyle that creates optimal health, not average health. That's what the medical field today is after, is average health. And Dr. Peter Attia's book, which I've spoke of before, called Outlive, he calls it Medicine 2.0. We need to move past that, because that is where prevention does not count. Diagnostics count, because, oh, let's wait and see if we can diagnose you with whatever you're going to eventually have, but let's not worry about you getting it now.
Right.
Let's not check on tendencies and genetics and lifestyle. Let's just wait till the red flag comes out, and then we've got plenty of pharmaceuticals and maybe some surgeries and maybe some treatments that are going to help suppress the problem that you have. Suppress does not mean cure. So we're moving into hopeful 3.0 medicine as the future heads on. But again, Tennessee seems to be, and the South is somewhat behind times.
Well, there's a difference, and I'll say it clumsily, and you can clean it up, but there's a difference between getting fixed and living healthy.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, getting fixed is I've got something wrong with me. I need to go get it fixed, which we all need. That's what doctors and hospitals mm-hmm. are good for. But living healthy is something I get to take care of. That's something I can decide to do on a daily basis.
And disease has to do with so much of, why don't we look into the origins of, why does your poor health happen? Why did it happen? Because the only way to fix a flat tire, if you keep having one, is to determine what's causing it. Okay, there's nails on the road. So there keeps having these nails.
Right.
Well, maybe we should figure out where the nails are, and then we avoid the nails, we won't have the flat tire. Well, they don't do that in Medicine 2.0. They just don't. You go in with the treatments of what they offer, and they're generally symptomatic. The miracle is that we have a body that is gloriously designed for self-healing, mm-hmm. even in the face of the worst health foods conditions that there are, the body still does a dang good job of taking care of itself.
Absolutely.
And just imagine what we can do if we can actually put together a plan. And again, I recommend the book Outlive, because that has a plan. It's a plan from A to Z. I'm going to be speaking at the Vascular Institute Peripheral Artery Disease Conference again for the fifth year.
Oh, wow.
It might be the sixth year. I'm not sure. And I'm sure I'm going to reference something out of that book, because mm-hmm. I've been so impressed with it. Just returned from what I call, and they called, it's officially called, a retreat. I used to do this every year because I think, and I know that for my inner self, and a lot of people have different, certainly definitions of what an inner self is, And I'm not going to get into it now on this show, but I really feel very valued that I had 4 days in Boone, North Carolina. And it was a group that I, the same group that I used to go to when I would go every year for 7 years straight. And it was, they moved it to Boone, North Carolina. And I just, it was an experience for one. And the experience means to me, first off, I'm very thankful I went and got a much peacefulness within myself by going and disconnecting the way I did. But here's what I had to do. I had to go in with no expectations. And many times in my life, I'm a pretty darn routine-driven, rigid guy. Mm-hmm. My routines support me from the moment my feet hit the floor in the mornings with my exact protein drink and all my nutrients to when I poop, when I drink my coffee, when I sit in my recliner, when I get up at 3 every morning, I head to the gym. I usually leave the house about 4:20 and work out every day. All that works because it's a routine. Well, it's not really healthy to be concreted into a routine. And what happened was, within 5 minutes of being at this Art of Living retreat in Boone, North Carolina, I realized that Edward Jones has to give up his addiction to his routines, because the first thing they said was, we just want to let you know there's no air conditioning in this hotel, and it is about 94 degrees today, so your bedroom will be about 90 degrees, but we're going to give you a box fan. Okay, thank you. Well, I was like, oh, no, I can't sleep.
I'm out at that point. I'm coming back to the ridge.
Well, that's what could have been an option. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to let it go because mm-hmm. there's nothing I can do. Secondly, I kind of knew this. Total vegetarian, which I respect that greatly, has, and they had immense amounts of very plant-based, of course, and colorful, and all the things I used to preach about that were super healthy. But I really value protein as my number one macronutrient. And there was none. There was none any protein. Mm. I luckily had had some protein in my room, some turkey. But I just, you know what, I gave it up. And I said, okay, this is the way it is. I'm going to make the best of it. Did not have one drop of tequila, which was really good for my system.
Yeah.
Slept pretty dang good. And overall, very pleased. And I was also pleased that I could give up my rigid routine. But I'm saying this also to say my whole concept of oxalates. We've talked about that on Vital Health Radio before. I've done several podcasts on YouTube at Nutrition World's YouTube channel. And oxalates are foods, are components of healthy green foods like spinach and kale and chocolate, peanut butter, and on down the list it goes. There's about 25 really high oxalate foods. What is an oxalate? It is a compound that plants use to keep themselves alive, because if animals eat oxalates, oxalates are like pieces of glass, and they actually end up hurting the animal. Well, we are one of those animals that if we don't have a good system that detoxes it, you start having problems. It's a mystery why my hips wore out, because all the rest of my joints are perfectly fine. I didn't run marathons. I didn't do any really heavy squats. I didn't squat like you did, Clint. I just did 185 would be a heavy day for me, which was my body weight. I really believe oxalates were a big part of that. Well, I had to eat all these oxalates, and without even... I mean, I had no choice. I had to eat calories.
Right.
And all of a sudden, all the other aches and pains, like my heel and stiffness and feet, they started crystallizing at what I feel like that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I actually came back on Sunday and went straight to the mall, Hamilton Place. Been going to the Oriental Massage people there for 15 good solid years.
I've been maybe a dozen times.
Have you?
I haven't been in a long time.
They're excellent, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what you go get the little chair massage. Yep. They are fantastic.
Well, I did the foot massage because my heel and my feet... And I swear she couldn't even bend my toes. And finally, at the end of it, of course, it's like breaking up crystals. So, again, I want to we're going to be pursuing this oxalate thing at Nutrition World more and more, because there's a reason why people hurt so bad that no one can figure out as we age. And I think oxalates may be part of that. Mm. I don't know. Have you ever done 23andMe?
No, but I serious. That came up on the podcast I just did with Lee Davis and David Roddy, mm-hmm. because the cases we were talking about were the first DNA cases. So I asked this at the end, are you guys in favor or not in favor of the DNA collective mm-hmm. stuff? And so it just came up. I've never done it. My uncle had done it.
You know, there's people who won't do it because of the fear of that spreading information to other institutions. I think there's some legitimacy in that. I'm not going to just go that way. I'm too old now. I'm not going to worry about it. I do think if you were forming a career and you were working for corporate America and you had to get insurance, blank, 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 it could come back to haunt you
yes.
if it's shown that you have risk factors. Well, it was very interesting because I did mine several years ago, but I kind of forgot what was on it. So I brought it up just last week because somebody was making fun of me.
Okay.
About, as people do sometimes. And I can't talk about the angle that I took because I was okay. defending myself with probably some not nice words.
Okay.
Not angry. I just was using some bad jokes.
Inappropriate words for radio.
Perfect. That's yes. why you are the king yes. podcaster. That was
right.
exactly what it was.
Right.
But I am 3.5% African.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also 2% Neanderthal. Quite unusual for the other parts to my puzzle because I'm very European in most parts, but there's not too many people of my origin that are almost 4% African Nigerian, actually.
Hmm.
That's why I have such endurance, I figure out.
Okay.
Because yeah. I can jump that rope for an hour when yeah. I had a good heel, and I can perform in many different activities very extended periods of time.
Lee Davis said something on that. Because he doesn't have any fear of it, so that kind of helped me a little bit, you know, not be as scared. But he said, you know, one of the things they can do is, I guess, the different levels of it, but they can actually, you can be linked to other people who have entered their DNA. Like, so you mm-hmm. can find,
you can.
Like, long-lost third, fourth cousins.
Okay.
Or aunt, and I'm like, no, I'm done.
That,
I was all for it until you said that. I do not need more connections from family. No, thank you. I am all good on this front, so I'll just stay in my little bubble.
You live in a tent in East Ridge,
yeah.
Grant. You don't have too many other things bothering you.
What a great tent, though. It's such a good tent. Come on. Come on.
Hey, you don't have to click that box, so you don't have to do that, and I did not.
Yeah,
I don't want to know, and I don't want to see.
No. I don't want to know anything.
But else. I understand people who
Unless
might.
They're rich.
Oh,
unless they're
you're
rich.
Not like that. You got past that old ego-driven rich stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever drank a Prime electrolyte drink? Prime is the name of it.
No,
it's supposed to be. I'm out of
Prime.
The loop, but several people at the store, Scott included, it's the hottest thing going because it's being pushed on certain platforms, and the kids in school are just begging for it. And it's called Prime drink,
uh-uh.
and it's competing against Gatorade in a way, but it's awful. The FDA is actually investigating them because I looked it up before the show. Great looking label,
right?
And it actually has a few ingredients better than Gatorade, which are branched chain aminos. It has kind of the junky sweeteners and such. But the thing is, it's got 200 milligrams of caffeine per can. That's equal to 6 Coca-Colas. A monster drink has 160 milligrams of caffeine, and this Prime drink is being targeted to children.
Oh my God.
Big time. Big time.
200 milligrams.
And, you know, that's not, I mean, 200 for you and I one time is fine.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. But for kids who are half our weight, that is unhealthy, stimulants, addictive,
yeah.
hyperness, you name it. There's no positive outcome to come with that.
No.
I don't know how people who have and own companies like Prime can sleep at night. I just simply don't.
Yeah.
If it was marketed to adults, it's one thing, but you don't market this to children. You just don't.
No. And I hate to say this. I used to say this all the time when my son was younger. He wrestled, and we would, and this is go back 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
We would be at tournaments. And I would watch parents give their kids, at the time they were Red Bulls,
mm-hmm.
and I think Monster was coming on the scene, but I would watch these, you know, there's a sixth grader, fifth grader, mm-hmm. seventh grader, and they're drinking a full, big, giant thing of Monster or Red Bull, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And we're here all day, and I've watched those kids go through two of those.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's just terrible.
But
that's,
and Red Bull has half of the caffeine that this new Prime drink has. So,
yeah.
Big warning, big red flag warning again from Vital Health Radio on Prime. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about your vascular health and other issues. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And you know, as far as, I don't know if people understand what capillaries really mean in the human body, but a capillary is the tiniest little particles, pieces of our whole system. They're the size or smaller than, I will say, my hair, since you have no hair.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate that.
And so they're smaller than my
hair. They're
little
blood vessels, aren't they? Aren't they capillaries, little vessels?
They're not really vessels because they're so tiny and they don't have ability to constrict on their own quite as well as an artery does. But what they do is they supply about 80% of your blood flow. Everybody looks at their arm if they have a, you know, thin skin or muscular arms. They see these big old veins and arteries. That is so important. But actually, the capillaries are equally or perhaps even more important. And what damages that? What damages it? Number one is running with a blood sugar of over 100 to 105 every single day. You can go to most medical doctors and they're going to say, you're pretty good. Yeah, we're fine. We're just going to keep an eye on it. Mm-hmm. No, you're going to keep an eye on a poison that's continuing to create toxins and damage to a system in the body that eventually will be difficult to fix because you've wasted 15 to 20 years of lifestyle management. So I'm encouraging people to understand these continuous glucose monitors, I believe, will be a turning point in the management of our health, because I wrote a little booklet about 20 years ago, not trying to brag, wrote a booklet that I said in this booklet, the key to us truly aging gracefully is taking blood sugar readings very constantly over a period of 2 weeks to determine what foods are really you're sensitive to.
What's the definition of consistently? Twice a day, morning, evenings,
well,
three times a day?
Under my old plan, because we didn't have continuous glucose monitors, it was a fasting, and then it was 1 hour after every meal.
But with these continuums, they just take a reading at all times.
Yep. You stick it in your arm, and you get the numbers off your phone. Anytime you click the button, you get to see what your blood sugar is. I have an employee of the store, Brandon, and he told me he has one. And he told me that when he eats a Zunta bar, his blood sugar does not go up, but barely. When he eats another type of protein bar, it can go up 50 to 70 points.
And it's a needle that just goes in your arm and you leave it there?
And you just leave it there. It connects your phone. And then every time you want to check it, you check it. So what happens in a period of 30 days, you're going to find, like if you and I both had it, we're both going to have some foods similar and some foods that are not. I might react to brown rice twice as much of an increase on blood sugar than you will.
Is it on your shoulder?
Yeah, most people use it on the shoulders.
And it doesn't bother your muscle movements or anything?
No, it's very well designed. I did have a person yesterday who told me their story was the insurance only paid for this certain brand of theirs, and he had to go through six different versions of that brand, and he never could make it work, so he just went back to the finger poking.
Is it 30? Can you do it just for 30 days? Wouldn't you recommend doing that?
I don't know the different systems, but yes, you can. I know you can.
Oh, it's a and you got to get over. It's got to be a prescription based thing.
Yeah, but it's getting to a point now where you just do a consultation online.
But my question, real quick, just between me and you, this is me not knowing the medical industry. Why would they make that a prescription only thing to measure my blood sugar?
Well, it was, and I don't know if it's starting to creep into over the counter. It's about to, so it doesn't matter. It's going to be open to the public. The thing is, right now you can just do an easy consultation on the phone and you can get one. But you don't even have to do that. I'm just telling people that anything that elevates your blood sugar above 105, I mean anything that elevates it above a fasting of 105, like the night before foods, or creates a metabolic dysfunction, those are systems that are damaging your health at a very high price. So what do? We eat the right macros, which number one is the right protein, fats, and carbs. And I've done a YouTube on that. We've done a lot of information. We won't go into that.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if I did it and all the stuff, like Doritos made mine go down.
There you go, Clint.
Broccoli goes up. Kale through the roof. You know what? No, donuts, I'm healthy.
Oh, always,
that would be fantastic.
Donuts actually could probably be approved as a diabetic medicine.
Yes.
So they can, we could sell it.
Boy, I don't know if you know this, but Clint can ruin a health radio show faster than nobody's business.
He can. You
keep
can turn
going,
it upside
sir.
Down.
Yeah,
you
I'm
can.
Sorry. Yeah. But I think it's a great idea. I would be intrigued by doing that.
Hey, if somebody can keep, let me just say this one absolute, there's not many absolutes in the story of health and advice. It just isn't, because we're so personalized that can't be. But if we can keep our blood sugar as we age at a fasting of 85 and we never get over 150 after foods, unless you have something terribly genetically haywire, or you do really other stupid things like ride motorcycles,
right,
or do stuff that could hurt you severely, or you got involved with an infection you couldn't get over, something like that, you are going to probably live an extra 15 years of quality years. Now, I'm not so sure that we don't have a timer within us genetically that says Ed Jones is going to live to be 72 years old. I don't know that. All I do know is that everything we do every day will determine the quality or non-quality of our days on Earth. And so many people live to be 75, but they're breathing at 75, but they died at 55 because everything started hurting. They have anxiety. They have depression. They're taking 17 different pharmaceuticals. That's not a quality life. A good health span. There's lifespan and there's health span. We want health span.
Right. I agree. Yeah.
And supplementally, the one single supplement that helps capillaries is grape seed extract. And it is an amazing product. I see people with leaky capillaries and big veins and varicose, and grape seed extract strengthens those, especially behind the eyes, because so many people have eye problems, because that's where one of the capillaries is damaged the quickest due to blood sugar, is in the lower extremities of the legs and also behind the eyes. So, great.
I wonder, are there any mixes out there, like powders or something? In other words, are there any supplements that include the grape extract?
Not enough. You have to buy it separately.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yep. I don't know for sure. Once in a blue moon, I might be repeating something that I said before.
That's okay.
But if I did, I don't think there's any crime against that.
No, there's
not.
And we always have different people listening.
So. Yeah. So in Finland, this has nothing to do with health. But in Finland,
fantastic.
Yeah, speeding tickets. Did I talk about speeding tickets in Finland?
I don't think you did.
If you get a speeding ticket in Finland, they are calculated as a percentage of the person's income. So some people in Finland are paying $100,000 for a speeding ticket. I want to ask Clint Powell, how much would you pay if you got...
Based off my income?
Yeah.
Dude. They'd throw a $10 bill at me and tell me to get along my merry way. That's exactly
what I knew you was going to say that.
Absolutely.
I knew it.
Here's 50 cents. I'll treat me like a vending machine.
Yeah, 50 cent ticket. That's
exactly right. Just hand me a Coke over there and let's move on.
But it's the truth, though. That is how they do speeding tickets in Finland.
Yeah.
But when I saw that, I thought, I got to ask
Glenn
about this.
Though.
How
that's
much would he be charged?
And they're not going to make a living on me.
They're not. Nope.
No.
Well, that'd be good for you to be in Finland then, if you want to speed. If you want to speed. Hey, my dad was in the funeral business his whole life. He actually ran Greenwood Cemetery, Lakewood East, and Lakewood South.
Well, I've got family members there.
Really? Lakewood, which one?
Greenwood uh-huh. is it not in North Georgia?
No.
Or is Lakewood?
Lakewood South is near Lake Winnie.
That's the okay. So my grandmother's there.
Really, my dad owned that for a while, and then Lakewood East he managed, which is by the airport.
Okay, there's one that's up off of Shallowford Road, up off the tunnels.
That's Greenwood.
Yeah, that's my grandfather is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, my grandfather's there.
Okay,
and he passed away in 1992, mm-hmm. and then my grandmother, who's in the other one, passed away about 7 or 8 years ago.
Well,
9 years ago. So yeah,
well,
anyway, that's distracting. Sorry.
The only reason I'm saying that again, this is one more thing that is not really health related, but I find it very interesting. A lot of people are now donating their bodies to science. It's actually doubled in the last 10 years, and this is the reason. Funeral costs are so high, and most schools will cremate a donated body, return it to the family at no cost. So you actually could have a zero-cost funeral. I think that's pretty cool.
I might actually do that. I've visited that topic lately,
uh-huh.
and I wanted to be cremated. It seems like the least expensive way.
Bingo.
But if you can do it for free, I like that.
Well, you're probably not going to take care of that if you wait till your last week of life. So we might need to both check in.
Yeah.
That.
Plus, who doesn't want to research this body, right?
I mean,
of course. Change his signs right there.
Hey, university. Those young girls would love to have Clint Powell on that
not
table.
Not true at all. But that's okay.
And a few guys too.
No, nobody. I don't want anybody loving me when I'm dead. That's weird. Stop it. Just burn me and give me back to my kids, for the love of God.
Hey, I want to give some people advice that I learned the hard way. I've never read it before, but I'm not neurotic. I'm just a very wise chooser of foods because I seem to, spend my whole life studying the effects of foods. When you order anything at a restaurant, I go and I really believe in eating a lot of protein. So I will eat a hamburger steak. I never say, this is what I say, hamburger steak, medium, no seasoning except salt and pepper, because seasonings and gravy are where so much hidden ingredients are, because you give them free permission to put anything on your foods with gravy and seasonings. And so many of the seasonings are coming with MSG attached. Mm. So when you order anything that doesn't come with it, they have to cook it, tell them no seasonings except salt and pepper.
Mm.
And like when I went to, I'll always remember going to Carrabba's, and I had just gotten, I think, my Aura ring. Yeah, it was. I just had gotten it. And I was poorly sleeping then, like I have a lot of years of my life. But it's hard to put connections together. It's like, just a rough night last night. I don't know why. Just a rough night. No, there's reasons for most times,
right?
But we have to have information to decipher it. Well, I figured out that the salad at Carrabba's had MSG. They say it doesn't. It doesn't matter. They're Caesar salad, because my pulse rate went from 52 to 90 four different times within 1 hour of eating that salad at Carrabba's. So MSG is in Carrabba's salad. Well, it's easy because I'm not going to have things with dressings because I don't trust them.
Okay.
And I've had hamburger meats that I know had MSG because it elevated my pulse rate. Yeah, elevate pulse rate from 52 to 90. You ain't sleeping, son.
You know, the way I can tell I've had too much MSG is a headache. I'll get a little dull headache. Just nothing sharp.
Yeah.
But that, to me, I can tell when I've had that.
Yeah. Yep. I did don't know if you saw the Instagram and YouTube, maybe Facebook post on my Campbell's soup. I think I did. You saw that, didn't you?
On Campbell's soup. Yeah, we talked about you doing one on Campbell's.
And it was about using the modified ingredients that are not from the earth, basically, and they're scientifically Frankenstein-made ingredients. But the thing is, they listed that exactly on the label. These are not ingredients that are natural to this earth.
Well, good for them.
They said, like, and one is good for them, but they were forced to. There was some new regulation.
That's okay. Yeah, go for it.
But here's the thing. I got 1 million views
off
of that, which was 3 weeks ago. So it was on, and I showed the picture of the Campbell soup. It was in Food Lion.
Kind of Campbell soup was it? It wasn't chicken.
Chicken. Yeah, it was. This is the ones we like. Yes, we did talk about that.
I also
that.
Am a big fan of the Campbell's sirloin burger, chunky line brand. Oh, my God.
I didn't look at that one, but I bet you it has Frankenstein ingredients, which might be fine in the long run, but you and I will be dead before we figure it out if it's good or bad.
Know. Yeah.
My castor oil video on TikTok. I've now got 8 million views on TikTok. It hit 800,000 on the benefit of castor oil for pain.
I saw that one, and that I've seen other people talk about mm-hmm. those, too. I'm mm-hmm. going to try it on my hip. I'm going to get cellophane and try it.
And I've said it before. It got off my radar for so long, and if I had that hip pain right now, I would be doing an hour mm-hmm. poultice with a heating pad with castor oil. It is incredible. I tell this story. I've told it on that TikTok, too. A physician came into my store 30 years ago from Collegedale. He was an older physician, probably 70, and he said, I'm not really into all your stuff, but I can tell you one thing. Past 20 years, I've been recommending castor oil poultices for my patients who have menstrual pain, appendicitis pain, gallbladder pain, kidney pain, muscular pain. He said, it is absolutely incredible. I want you to pass that along.
I cannot wait to try it.
But you do have to pour it on some cloth, a wool cloth. We sell those, but you could use a washcloth.
Yeah.
And then put saran wrap and then a heating pad at least 30 minutes, but an hour would be best. It has a type of substance molecule in it called ryzonoleic acid. It's the only food on earth that has this particular fatty acid. And this stuff's been used since the Egyptian times. So castor oil, we finally got plenty back in. Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
How long does the pain relief last?
It all depends on the person.
Yeah.
Last thing is, of course, and we're going to talk about a lot more about maybe the upswing in COVID as the next section starts. But we are, again, offering free vitamin D because it is so life-saving in regard to if you build it up before you have an infection, it keeps the overactive immune system from basically turning on yourself. And so we're going to be giving it away to healthcare workers, policemen, firemen, and teachers. So we're going to continue that as we did all through the epidemic because it's the right thing to do. That's the reason we did it.
And I'm going to give a shout out to your COVID nose spray.
Oh,
I think people should be doing that every day if you go before you go to school.
Yep.
Before you go into auditoriums, mm-hmm. Twice a day,
bingo.
8 hours. I do it.
And, I do, too. Yeah. I'm back on it, and it has iodine. Nothing survives iodine. If we can stop it at its entry point, which is our nose, most of the time, then it will go no further.
Or at least dilute it. There's a thing called viral load, whether
there
it's the flu or something else. And if you can reduce it by 50%, then you get that helps. That helps.
Well, I'm going to say it's twice in the show. I'm going to say it right now because we need to wind this segment up. But on our Facebook on Vital Health Radio, I posted the latest protocol in the doctor's group who posts protocols for what you would want to do if you had a quick sickness. I'm not going to say the C word. I'm just going to say sickness coming on. And so you can go to our Facebook and you can click it. Frontline. It's Frontline is the name of it. And you can see the protocol that works very well. It certainly did in the last period of time when people utilized it.
Good.
Well, it's time to take a break. When we come back again, we're going to have a lot more information on the virus that's going up and what can we do about it. Plus, that must as we continue, more to come. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy Clint Powell, and I'm going to talk a little bit, we have to, about COVID. There's no other way around it, and we should talk about it. It is extremely important as the numbers are rising. Again, I repeat, on Facebook, on Vital Health Radio, as long as they leave it there, which it seems like the censoring has gone to practically nothing, as long as you're reasonable in your postings. But this is posted from a group called FLLC, which is the group that I trust of physicians and healthcare workers who research this whole protocol of COVID intimately with experienced patients, and is a protocol. This is what you do on day one, and this is the amounts you take. I cannot say that. It's against the law for Nutrition World to be giving any medical advice, but it's not against the law for you to learn from objective groups. So go to Facebook and look that up if you would like. But a study was just completed again regarding the vitamin D and the rate of severity of COVID-19 infections. 40 adults with current COVID-19 infections were enrolled in a study to measure the levels of vitamin D. 7 patients with low vitamin D levels below 30 nanograms, that's pretty dang low, received vitamin D at 10,000 units for 2 weeks. Patients with the low vitamin D averaged 22 days of symptoms. Those with the higher levels only had 14 days. So 8 days less because their vitamin D was higher, and the severity of the symptoms were far greater in the ones who had the low vitamin D. And I am always amazed. I continue to be amazed. We'll go to my deathbed being amazed that a $8 remedy is not spoke about in the media and the medical fields, because it is almost totally safe as long as you don't take too many for too long. And secondly is, we know that dark-skinned people have lower vitamin D. That's why they died at 2.6 times the rate of people who had lighter skin, because lighter skin converts D quicker. Mm-hmm. All of it together puts a case of just a blatant case of non-communication from an arrogance that is beyond belief, because it cost this country 100,000-plus people dying over an $8 remedy.
Well, and again, you said it, $8, that remedy is not going to cure it, prevent it. There's all kinds of things it's not going to do. What it can do is provide you possibly, like you said, less severity of symptoms, and yep, maybe even help you prevent. One thing I want to say is, we've said this before, I was always disappointed that the air quote health professionals didn't talk about health. They mm-hmm. talked about medicine, mm-hmm. which is fine. We needed that. But they didn't talk about health. I had to go get health advice from where? Ed Jones, the Joe Rogans, these other podcasts, other doctors mm-hmm. who were invited onto other podcasts to talk about sunlight. You don't have to be a vegetarian or eat the strictest diet on the planet Earth, but cut your bad stuff out. Don't do sugars when you're going around crowds for 4 or 5 hours because it lowers your immune system.
Thank you.
All of these things that are designed to make, walk around the block, you know, all of this stuff to keep us healthy mentally and physically, they just kind of ignored and just talked about medicine. And I was like, man, this is a great opportunity to show people, especially in America, how valuable their health is and how much that is a protection against all this. And I just think our health, air quote, health professionals missed the boat. The other one is zinc. I didn't know zinc and magnesium were that big of a deal for this stuff, but especially the zinc side of it. So
it certainly is in quercetin. And again, melatonin, you mentioned.
I take quercetin.
You know, I hope that we've learned some lessons. I hope that this was a chance for certain groups to become heroes in this country. The problem was the people who tried to be heroes
got shut down.
Were decimated.
Yeah, they got shut down.
The
conspiracy theorist. Yep. You're an anti-vaxxer. You hate people. You don't love your grandmothers. And that whole first year of us turning on each other was so disappointing to me because all it was a decision. Do you mind if I say this real quick?
No.
It's a decision that we were faced based out of fear. And I actually said this on my personal podcast. Clint Powell was given the choice of a disease that nobody really knew the severity of, but we saw people getting sick. I had friends that passed away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the fear of an unknown vaccine that everybody on the science, a lot of people on the science side, if they weren't shut down, were saying, hey, this hasn't really been tested. We don't know really the effects of it. Da, 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 da. And it comes out the efficacy was not as great as they said it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I was given the choice between two fears for me and my family. And for my neighbor and you to turn on me because I chose one fear over another makes you a look at me watching my words. It wasn't very nice. It wasn't the world I thought I wanted. I thought I was growing up in as Americans.
I like that. Not the world you thought you grew up in.
No,
because
I thought,
it isn't. It's civil war. Almost.
I thought I would look at my friend Ed Jones, who said I'm not getting the vaccine, and this is why. And if I felt like I needed to remove myself spatially from you, then that's my choice. But I'm not going to hate Ed Jones for that. And if I get the vaccine, I would assume Ed goes, you know what? Clint made the best decision that he thought he could make because Clint doesn't want to get – Clint's not got an evil heart either. Mm-hmm. And instead, we just called you each other names. Boy, I just ranted. Mm-hmm. I am so sorry.
No, that was a perfect rant.
But health is also about our societies.
It is, and you addressed it very, very well. And again, like you spoke about, the people with two or more comorbidities were the ones at the highest death rate. What is that? That means usually blood sugar. Mm-hmm. We talked about that already. If you can keep your blood sugar under 100, you're going to be optimally healthy and stronger and resilient against any infections and against, again, capillaries, blood flow issues, all the things we talk
and if
about.
If you're older, it was a big issue.
Well,
75
course,
or 70.
The thing
80.
Is, because you're older, you're getting closer to comorbidities.
Yeah.
So that's really the reason. I don't think it's just the age. But China will not require COVID tests anymore for incoming travelers. They just announced. It's a milestone is reopening to the rest of the world after 3-year isolation.
Wow.
So even China has kind of gotten the lessons of reality that what we thought was the best method is not the best method because it destroyed too much in the process. So it's going to be in the history books. There's no doubt for a long time. I'm going to change the subject 100%.
Please do.
And
your show.
That's right. And you know, when I walked in today, the door was locked, and I thought, after 5.5 years, they get rid of me. They locked me.
You got a key
out.
Though.
And I remembered I got a key.
Yeah,
so Sean gave me a key, and I was like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, no, you're still part of it. Yeah.
Hey, there was a beard and mustache contest on Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to apologize for the photo of myself that was posted to promote that.
Why?
Because I had a little too much to drink in this photo. And I'm going to show it to you here, Clint.
I've seen it.
Oh, you have? Okay.
They don't look bad at all. That's a great mustache, though.
That was a great mustache.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how I did that mustache.
Okay.
I saw it on a YouTube the night before the contest, and I thought, Elmer's glue.
What?
I glued the mustache.
Did you have to cut the edges off afterwards, or did you wash it
No,
out?
It washed out nicely. This
really?
Guy on YouTube said, hey, the secret to winning a contest, if you got good mustache hair, is don't use these waxes for the contest. Use Elmer's glue. I went out to Walgreens, got me some Elmer's glue. Perfect.
What?
Perfect.
That's amazing.
So I've just told my secret.
Yeah, you did. But yeah, and congratulations, Chattanooga Beard Company. They're good folks.
They are. Yeah. Great fundraiser. You know, we talk about COVID and other viruses. Well, there are other things in the world of health that are also concerning. Mm-hmm. I don't let them cause me grief or tremendous fear. What we do is we educate and we take steps. But the one of called alpha-gal syndrome. You know about alpha-gal syndrome?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, remind it's where the tick bite causes you to be allergic to meat.
That's becoming pretty bad.
It is. And in Virginia, it is on the rise big time as the Department of Health and the CDC in Virginia is warning really big time to stay as far away from ticks as you can, because for some reason that area has a lot more alpha gal. Mm-hmm. Now, I have learned a lot about alpha gal. I've kind of counseled several clients with it. Sometimes you will get better after a period of 2 to 5 years. Your immune system quits being overly sensitive. Some people can start eating it. The issue is fear, because you have to carry an EpiPen with you.
Yep.
Because you're going to choke to death if you had too much meat, and it hits you very quickly. So I understand people who are like, nope, I'm just not going to do red meat the rest of my life, which I understand that. But the thing is, again, what do we do about this? You know, if you use the DEET products for ticks, there is some issues with the potential of neurological damage if you use too much of that. Mm-hmm. What I do is, if I go to the woods, I will spray my clothes with the other repellent. It starts with a P. It's very toxic. You cannot put it on your skin. But I'm gonna cover my pants with it and maybe my shirt. And I'll get a little bit on my skin, but I won't get much. So I'm a huge fan of the really strong repellent in and on the clothes.
Hats.
And then hats.
Yeah, because
exactly.
A lot of ticks fall from the trees or something as you're walking through the bushes and stuff, and it gets in your hair. Next thing you know, that's where a lot of ticks wind up.
Yeah, on some people's heads is a little slicker than others, so it might slide off.
Yeah, or you just stay in my house and watch Netflix. You don't have to worry about it.
Oh, hopefully. There you go. Yeah.
We'll see.
Brita water filters. Everybody knows about Brita water filters. Yeah. I'd say it was a class action lawsuit was filed in California because they're not living up to the claims of removing hazardous contaminants in the drinking water.
I use one in my house.
Yep, and that's why we have to be really knowledgeable how to find transparency in companies, nutritional companies, water filter companies, a lot of companies.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to paper towels and toilet paper, I don't need to know transparency. I just need to know what it feels like on my hiney I'm, you know, using toilet paper. But there's no long-term effects if I buy cheap, expensive, or middle class. But it does when it comes to things like water filters. We sell and have researched deeply some of the filters because we are convinced, and science backs us up, that fluoride is lowering IQ. There's no doubt it does. It does. It has for decades in studies, and now the studies have really become clear. Problem is, Brita's and all the other filters do not remove fluoride because it's a smaller molecule than most contaminants. And when you have really small molecules, it takes a really special filter to do that. And we at Nutrition World have the carafes and a bigger form that does. And we know it does because we've actually tested it to see after 1 month, did it still remove fluoride? And yes, it did. So
wow.
I don't know about after 6 months. We could do better probably at testing. And the other thing is like lead. And the Wall Street Journal, I read this really interesting article. The Wall Street Journal investigation reveals that a network of lead-covered cables is across the United States. What does that mean? Well, it's fine probably for the first few decades, but guess what happens to anything under the ground? It starts leaching the heavy metals into the soil and the water, and it's raising lead levels way above the EPA standards. Well, lead lowers IQ faster than anything. That's why the children who, you know, would scratch the paint off walls and paint chips.
In the 60s.
I mean, they were really 70s. Struggling the rest of their life. There's no fixing lead in once it causes in the brain damage because heavy metals are very hard to remove. They can be, but in the brain, it's almost impossible. So we need to, again, let's not add to the accumulation. Let's make sure we have a filter that removes that. Now, yeah. Brita probably removes lead. It probably does.
I hope so, because that's like I said, I use Brita filter.
Yep. Going back to, again, a little bit
real quick.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just can only do the best you can do. I mean, that's the other thing I think about health.
Mm-hmm.
It would be very easy, and I think you would agree with this. You could really go down rabbit holes and become very alienated and cut yourself off from stuff sometimes you can only do the best you can do in life, and that's just make those small incremental. I can't remove the danger everywhere, but where I can, I should. Does that make sense? I mean,
it makes sense, but I don't buy the argument completely, because here's the deal. Most Americans have what I call lazy brains. Mm-hmm. They are not going to look more than 2 inches deep into any subject, mm-hmm. and they're going to look at the label and say to themselves,
right.
I've done the best I can. Did you really?
But my point on that is I can change the filter at my house, get a better filter, but I can't change the fact there's lead cables
no,
under
that's
the...
No, that's where you make the best choices.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Listening to Vital Health Radio and people you trust.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to buy Brita. I'm going to find out which filters are better.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out which nutrients actually are natural opposed to synthetic, blank, blank,
because if
blank.
I came to you and said, hey, there's lead all around you in these cables and it's leaching into the ground, and then walked off, you'd be like, why the hell would you tell me that? I can't do anything about that. But once I say, oh, and you yeah. have a decision that when you drink from home, especially, this is something you can control.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm all, I just don't even think about, like, am I going to be fearful that a nuclear bomb's coming over here from some enemy? I'm not going to even spend 3 seconds thinking. There's nothing I can do about it. If TVA is going to blow up, there's nothing I can do about that at this point.
But you know, they taught us how to survive the nuclear bomb in school when I was in school.
Crawl under the desk.
Just get under the desk.
That's right.
Do you know how dumb now I look back on that?
Isn't it?
That just so where they would find us? The bomb went off, like we can identify where they all were at the time. Now that I look back on, I'm like, that's not going to do anything.
I think it's human nature that there's a need to do something, even if the something is worthless.
Yeah, put the book over your head and get in the hallway. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, let's take a COVID shot that doesn't have any research. Just do something.
I will stay in with something. Now you got to cancel. Thanks. Way to go, Ed. Yeah, I didn't mean
to. Well,
I
will say one thing. You kind of made a reference to it slightly. I have, over my 44-year career, seen number of lives that were ruined by people who were health food neurotic.
Mm-hmm.
Everything scared them, from the air they breathed to the EMFs to the this to the nutrients to the toxins to the chemical, and they didn't live a life. They lived in a mental cave, not physical, but everything frightened them to a point that there was no joy left and no contentment.
No, there's no quality of life if you go to extreme either way.
Nope.
You don't care what you do, there's a low quality of life. If you care only about what you do and you become neurotic about it, there's no quality of life.
Well, you actually can have more fun if you don't care about anything. If potentially, you don't ever have fun when everything scares you.
Yeah.
So if you're like, you know, I'm not saying your son, but if you're like 24 years old and it's like, you know, the world's just out to have a place to Lake Winnebasoka all the time. Yeah. I'm going to just go out and have the best time I can today, tomorrow, and the next day. Well, at least those guys and girls are having fun. Yeah.
For a while.
I love it. Love it. All right. That given some good pieces of wisdom, hopefully, today. It is time to take a break. When we come back, a little bit of words of wisdom and a couple more points on health. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies. Listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and I am a avid follower of poetry. It is a piece of words that have touched me at times that actually has assisted me in making some life-changing decisions, one of which was when I decided to divorce. It was Mary Oliver's poem, The Journey, that actually, sitting at Starbucks one day, made me stand up and say, okay, this is the time. This is the time. But there's another one, Herman Melville, who wrote Moby Dick. And I remember reading this poem 15 years ago, and there's a word in here called verdant. Verdant, I did not know long ago what it was. It means really rich in vegetation. For as this appalling ocean surrounds the verdant land, so in the soul of man there lies one insular Tahiti, full of peace and joy, but encompassed by all of the horrors of the half-lived life. I think there's so much pondering that comes into the term half-known life or half-lived life, because I see myself many years of in the previous of not really going through life, living it. I'm surviving it, and you don't realize that till sometimes you're kind of over the hill, and luckily I did realize it, and it wasn't anyone's fault. It just was life in itself. Clint, we got just a few seconds left. Tell people how they can access Vital Health Radio on the platforms.
Absolutely. Every Tuesday for sure, sometimes Mondays, but every Tuesday for sure, you can just go to Apple or Spotify and you can find the Vital Health Radio download is there, and you can listen to all of our past episodes.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I had a quick show today. Thank you. Same amount of time, but it just flew by for me. I know it. I don't know if it did for you or not.
Absolutely, but it does. Yep. It's always fun.
Yep, it is. I love having you on here. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.